This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
He is not getting by on tools.
I'll say this. If it was a quarterback needy team, I wouldn't feel great.
All right.
But well, I mean, what choice do you? I mean, like in the end, like I wasn't in love with Jackson Dart as a pro prospect, but what choice do I have? Like in the end,
throw a dart. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. Chris Harrington, when we come back, Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington joins me now. Parade continues. Chris, what are we listening to?
That was
emotional.
Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans. One of two totally different great songs called Kiss and Say Goodbye. The other's by the McGarrigle Sisters. One of my favorite 70s R&B songs. There are not a lot of like almost goodbye songs. So like, you know, this is not the last day.
Right,
but
is the
like,
penultimate.
You know, right.
That's a tricky word, penultimate. Always seems right. Like it's the last, but this is the penultimate day. All right, Chris. I'm beginning to wonder if I'm going to outlast Ja Morant as a Grizzly, but we'll get to that in a moment. It was the Dylan Brooks night once again last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's come back before. He's had his big return game, you know.
He doesn't seem to tire of it, though.
No.
As in Drew's story, 7-2 against the Grizzlies since he left. Now, it required 22 shots to get those 21 points last night.
Yeah. No, he had a good game. He didn't have some kind of great game.
Right.
Yeah.
Story of the game last night was?
I mean, it was just the story of the game was is the second night of a back-to-back with half your roster out, including three of your four best players, and the team you're playing against has more talent than you on the floor. May or may not have more talent on the roster. That's debatable. They had more talent on the floor, and they were rested. They didn't play the night before, and that was.
Yeah.
It felt like the Grizzlies were one real player short of having a chance, and that one real player had played the night before in Vince Williams, who didn't play on the back-to-back. And so, you know, if you have a Vince Williams or a John Morant in that game, is it different? Maybe. I don't know.
Then Dylan said stuff afterwards. A lot of the stuff, it's versions.
I like Dylan, and I've been on the record for the whole time. I've liked Dylan, but Dylan has a track record, a proven track record of he loves to talk after a win. And he likes to duck out after a loss.
What were the most notable ducks? What were some of the notable ducks?
In the playoffs
ducks?
against the Lakers.
He didn't talk after those.
Yes. And Ja ducked out one of those too and left Jaren there to like be the guy who talked for everybody. I was standing right there and watched all that happen in the locker room. But yeah, Dylan talked big and then he got humiliated on the court and he ducked out. And that's just facts.
Do you believe it to be true that Dylan is a floor raiser and a ceiling? Like, Dylan raises the floor of your team, but also limits the ceiling of your team?
He is definitely a floor raiser. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He is definitely a floor raiser. He's only a lower the ceiling guy if he's in a too big of a role. He could be a raise the ceiling guy in the right role.
Doesn't he insist on being, isn't he like Rudy Gay,
Gay? That's been one of the issues, right? You know, the force of self-belief that's made him what he is can lead him to play a bigger offensive role than sometimes he needs to have. But, you know, the teams that he's been on since the Grizzlies, I mean, the Suns aren't really in – the Suns have definitely raised their floor. I mean, doesn't seem to be a lot of ceiling there. And then that Rockets team obviously made the decision that to raise their ceiling, they were willing to part with Dylan Brooks to trade for Kevin Durant.
One of the things So, okay, he says, talks after, one of the things he said, they moved too fast and tried to be reinventive too fast. It kind of bit them in the butt a little bit. And now the remaining players have to work and play off others, and it's not their fault. Whatever, it's whatever, whatever. Here's the thing. I the point you've made that I think is the absolute essential point here is, yes, did the Grizzlies make roster mistakes along the way? Yeah. But it wouldn't have mattered because of Ja.
Because of Ja and because of the Adams-Clark injury. So the main things that pushed that Grizzlies team off the track were an injury to Brandon Clark that was a season-ending injury in a year where they were second in the West, and then he missed almost all the next year and has never really gotten back.
Right.
A season-ending injury to Stephen Adams were in the middle of that year where he missed all of the next season, and he's gotten back with the Rockets, but back to really being a good part-time player.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then the whole battery of John Morant stuff, injury and otherwise. And the Morant thing is such that, with the Morant they've had over the last 3 years, almost nothing else would have mattered.
Right.
Because if that guy is only playing half the games, is only good half the games he plays, like, what are you doing anyway?
Right. That seems to be the essential point here. There's one quote that I wondered about, though. You know, you have to be willing to have trust and communications with the players who play hard for you. I think that's not what I see over there now. Very clearly what that mostly is about is, I played hard and you didn't trust me to do whatever the hell I wanted. That's what that was. But do you think, he said, I think that's not what I see over there now. Do you see any lack? There's obviously, we'll get to the Ja thing in a minute. Who knows what's happening there? Beyond that, do you see a lack of "quote unquote" trust or whatever between the roster and the front office or the coaching staff? Or
I think that's a Jaw commentary. I think Jaron, you know, had some frustrations, especially early in the season. But I think Jaron has adapted and bought in well, and I don't really see any major issues there. And like no one else on that team, frankly, at this stage,
that's
is important enough
to
matter in this context, right? So really, that's a commentary on Morant, and the Morant thing is just a whole thing, right?
Okay. Well, let's get to the Morant thing. We thought he might play against the Spurs. He did not. And then right. We thought, well, okay, maybe it's because it's a back-to-back. He'll play last night. And then he did not. And it is a calf, but it's a calf contusion, not a calf strain, right? And so what the hell?
That's a good question. It's a good question. I don't have answers, but I acknowledge it's a good question. That pattern raises a question, right? I don't know. I don't want to be irresponsible and sort of suggest something is true that might not be true.
Right.
But it raises a question of, okay, so what's going on here? Is it really a thing where, like, you know, it's just really uncertain day to day? Is it a thing where the team is sort of saying, okay, it's up to you. Are you going to play or not? It provokes that question of whether the team is saying, okay, it's up to you. That's the way it seems. I don't know if that's true.
Right. There's different scenarios here. One is that it's deemed by everyone aboard that he can't go, right?
Right.
The medical staff and Ja decide together, whatever, you're just not ready to go. There's another one where, in the end, players decide whether they can go or not. The medical staff
at
says,
some level,
up to
yeah.
you. And the players say, yeah, it feels okay and not. And then even there, within that, you could imagine a scenario where the player actually does feel okay, but just doesn't want to play or doesn't feel okay. Like, there's lots of different scenarios here, and we don't know. We'll never know whose decision it was not to have Ja play.
I will note that, you know, Ja Morant, Vince Williams, Jaren Jackson, Santi were all questionable. I think Jaren had been probable, then we downgraded to questionable
because he was sick, I guess.
So by the time you got late afternoon, those four players are all questionable with injury or illness, right? I was there a little late yesterday. I gather in the pregame when Isolo is asked about this is a little less than 2 hours before the game, he basically says Vince Williams is not playing and the other three are game time decisions. So now you got three guys who are questionable. Jaren Jackson went through a pregame workout shoot around and decided he was ready to go, or it was decided he could go. I think if he's illness, he decided he could
right.
go. Santi Aldama went through a pregame shoot-around, and whatever decision was made. Ja didn't even go through a shoot-around. They talked about him as a game-time decision, and again, maybe it is such that he shouldn't be playing with the injury. I can't say. I'm not in his
right.
body. But it does – that is an unusual pattern of being questionable, sort of game-time decision-y, three games in a row and not playing.
So it also raises the question that, like they have San Antonio, and then they have Brooklyn, and then they go to Europe, right? And I presume
Oklahoma City and Brooklyn.
Oklahoma City, I'm sorry, Oklahoma City, and then Brooklyn. Yeah, and then they go to Europe.
Yep.
And I'm relatively certain he'll go on that trip, but who knows? Like, you would imagine those are games where Ja would be front and center, right? Like, it's a
well, I think that's been the idea for lots of Grizzly stuff over the years, and they're like, you know, they book games, and
right.
and then Ja's not in those games. Like, they wouldn't it wouldn't be the first time,
right?
So I don't know. I think that was part of the idea of having the Grizzlies out there is like you got a star, a theoretical one anyway.
All right, and this is against the totally unrelated, but well, whatever backdrop of Trae Young being dealt yesterday,
right?
No pick attached. Trae Young goes to the Wizards for Corey Kispert and CJ McCollum. What you think?
Obviously, that is not for a player who, again, is a theoretical star in Trae Young. He's been multiple All-Star teams. He's been the best player on the team in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think he's made 4 All-Star teams. Of course, he's in the East, but that's not like that's not great return. That does not does not seem like commensurate return, right?
Right.
You got CJ McCollum, a good player, but a theoretically lesser player in an expiring contract. And then Corey Kispert, it's probably a negative value contract. He's got like 3 years left at like $13 million for like a bench shooter. Like right. that's not a contract you would sign him to if he were a free agent. And that speaks to Atlanta just wanting to turn the page. And it speaks to them being willing to just get whatever they could get. And that's what they could get. From a Washington perspective, I like it fine. I, you know, if they'd actually gotten a pick, as was rumored right. in some places, that would have been even better. But, you know, I don't think there's nothing they're doing with that money in free agency that's better than getting Trae Young. And they didn't give up anything. And in fact, they subtracted a negative contract to add him, which offsets the money you're paying him a little bit. So I like it fine for Washington.
Someone, I don't know who I was reading, who suggested that another reason that Washington did it was CJ McCollum was hurting their draft pick. Like, if you can yeah. sit Trae Young, like, whatever, right. he's been hurt, whatever. Yeah. So
could be. It could be. We'll see what happens. It could be a thing where they keep him quasi under wraps until you go into next season.
Yeah. Right. So you like it fine for them. Have you changed at all your sense of the likelihood that something will be done by the trade deadline?
By
with
something,
Ja, but with trading some, Ja by moving you, off of
Ja Morant,
something
will be done by the trade deadline.
Well, yeah.
You know, I think. Rephrase your question.
Did the events of the last week make it more likely in your mind that Ja will be dealt by the trade deadline?
I think it has become more likely. I wouldn't laser focus on the events of the past week.
Right.
But I think it has become more likely over the last several weeks that a Ja Morant trade might happen. Yes.
And do you think, I mean, it would seem to me that if Trae Young, he certainly didn't yield a bounty.
Right.
It was mostly getting off a Trae Young deal.
Yep.
On the open market, don't you think Trae Young has more value than Ja Morant?
I don't know. I think that's very eye of the beholder. I think that Ja has one more year on a guaranteed contract, which is either a plus or a minus, depending. If you're trading for him, it might be a plus, you know? I think Morant, I think the best version of Morant is still better than the best version of Trae Young. And I think if you're a team, you can talk yourself into that.
Right.
You can look and say, that dude just went for 40 on 16-22 shooting in this game against Philly. And like, you could tell yourself, he's not motivated for whatever reason. If we trade for him, his motivation is going to change. This is still a guy who can be a big time player. I think you can talk yourself into that. And frankly, it might be true.
I think that is the fear from a Grizzly fan's perspective is that, yes, I mean, when Dylan's comments about the lack of trust and whatever
right.
else, if that's what the commentary is about, and we talked about this yesterday, I can imagine Ja going to Minnesota where he is not the best player.
And with the chip on his shoulder. He likes those kind of motivations.
Big yeah. stage, motivated, fresh start, and the Grizzlies look like chumps for trading Ja, who's And the reason you can imagine it from Minnesota, and this was purely theory, we're just spitballing here.
Yep.
But yesterday, the deal, or 2 days ago when you talked about this, a deal could look like Dante DiVincenzo, Naz Reid, Mike Conley, right? Basically, some version of that.
That's the most obvious formulation.
That's the most obvious one. And is there any value there for the Grizzlies, by the way, in that deal?
Well, Reid and DiVincenzo are good players. And you get good players, you add them to the mix. if the Grizzlies made a Ja Morant move, it would not be like the Desmond Bane move. The Desmond Bane trade was a bad addition. It was also like, you know, we feel like this roster sort of tapped out. We need to reorient it, blah, blah. But it was driven by, look what we can get. It was a trade you made because of what you're getting back.
Right.
If the Grizzlies make a Ja Morant trade, it will not be driven primarily by the desire for what they're getting back. It will be about wanting to turn the page from that and sort of break from it and sort of move forward because you feel like this whole thing is sort of dragging it down. But another point I would make, and again, maybe this will happen, maybe it won't. Right. If it does, the scenario you throw out there, he's remotivated and he's doing right. – I think that could very well happen.
Yeah.
But the Grizzlies – if the Grizzlies did this, it would not be about – it would not be about what's Ja Morant going to be this spring. It would be what's Ja Morant going to be 3 or 4 years from right. now, because the pressure they're going to feel is giving him a contract extension. And their team framework now is not about this season. Clearly, they have under 500 record. It's about what they think they can be next year, the year after that, with this Zach Edey, Cedric Howard reorienting. And the question they have to ask themselves about, can you go forward with that in a productive way with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson as part of that going forward? And so your Ja Morant question is not about, is he going to like get a chip on his shoulder and be good this right. spring? It's
no.
Is he worth paying $50 million 4 years from now? That is the question they're facing. Right.
And it's possible that Minnesota, ultimately Ja wants a new deal no matter where he is.
Right.
But it's possible, certainly in the short term, Ja wouldn't be thinking about the new deal because he can't get right. Whatever. He can't get one anyway.
Even if he trades for him, they can't right. give it to him. They have to wait till the summer anyway
to give it to him. So they could get at least this playoff run out of him.
And take a look at it. Yeah.
And he might even then be more willing to say, oh, okay, well, you know, it's right. a new start. I'll play another year in a way that he would not be willing to do that in good humor, at least, for the team which he spent his
career. That all could well be true.
Okay, couple more things on this purely hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
I can see Minnesota doing it because if you look around, well, Rudy Gobert, like they're old,
yeah.
and you look around and you look up and there's Oklahoma City and there's San Antonio and there's Houston and you're good. Actually, they've gotten better since a slow start, but they're not good enough.
I don't – there's been very little reporting in season about the prospect of a Ja Morant trade. And the only pieces of actual reporting, not like conjecture people making stuff up right. on the internet, the only pieces of actual reporting have been the Grizzlies have not shown interest to other teams in wanting to trade Ja Morant. And Sacramento and Minnesota are teams that have called about Ja Morant. Those are three pieces of actual right. information that are out there. So that's why Minnesota is prominent, because, I mean, they need a point guard. They're trying to be good. The timeline makes sense. And there's actual reporting that they've expressed interest. From my standpoint, when I look at it, like, Minnesota is not a team in the absence of that I would have at the top of the list. They're going to have to cut into bone with right. their roster to trade for Ja Morant, because they don't have the big contracts that aren't important to them. So, like, Naz Reid's really important to them. Dante right. DiVincenzo is really important to them. They could go another way and do Julius Randle. It's really important to them. And it's a standpoint where you're trading away two players who are very important to you on a team that has real depth problems already. And now you're adding Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards, who they both need the ball.
Right.
If I'm Minnesota, that's not a thing I would do. I think there are other teams that make more sense.
But you don't want to say them.
There's one of them I don't want to say. The one that I most think will happen. I can tell you off air, but I've thrown out my pet fake trade to a few people. So if it happens, which it probably won't, I can say aha.
You'll have it. Okay. Yes. Good. Also with Trae Young, in advance of the Trae Young trade, there was reporting about Sacramento not being interested, right? Like, we've heard that kind of reporting, not interested reporting. Have we heard any not interested reportings with Ja?
No, but just because there hasn't been a lot of stuff. And the reality is, whether something happens with him or not, it would be surprising if chatter didn't pop up around him in the weeks ahead. Like, that's what right. this is what happens in the 3 weeks before the trade deadline. The Sacramento stuff is interesting because there seems to be, this is a total tea leaf reading, but the tea leaves suggest there may be some disagreement internally. There may be a tension between the front office, who just wants to rebuild a draft picks,
right.
and maybe ownership might have a starry eye, like, oh, look who we can get kind of thing. Maybe a little bit of that going on there.
If the Grizzlies were to move on from Ja Morant, whether it's that like that package or some similar package from some other team.
Yep.
The next decision would be what to do with Jaren, basically. Is that sort of the next decision?
Yeah. I mean, I think clearly – you know, you can trade Desmond Bane and say we're retooling around. We hope to be retooling around Ja and Jaren, which is what they said, right? if you trade Ja, and again, this is all theoretical.
This is all spitballing here, folks.
If they trade Ja, you're no longer in – you are now, with or without Jaren, you're no longer retooling around what you had. You're moving to a new era of your team.
Right.
So your question is it productive to move towards that new era with Jaren? Does Jaren want to move – go that way? I think that's an open question because I think Jaren is still young enough. I know he's the same age as Ja, but I think he's going to age better.
Right.
He is young enough. He is under contract. He's someone who can fit in different roles, literally different positions, different roles, different places in the pecking order. When Ja Morant's on your team, Ja Morant has the ball. Jaren, you can play him. You know, he can be the spot up shooter around some other action. He can be the guy you run offense through. He can play the five in a small ball lineup. He can play the four next to the big center and Edie. You can use him in all kinds of different ways. He impacts both ends of the floor. He actually plays basketball every night, and it's palpable for anyone to see.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
When they need someone to go, like, here's the microphone, who we're going to have go talk to the people, they give it to Jaren, you know?
Right.
So I think there's all kinds of reasons why they would not be eager to trade Jaren.
And from Jaren's perspective, they wouldn't, presuming good health, which is tough,
yeah,
they wouldn't be woeful. Like, if you've got Jaren and Zach Edey, and they weren't woeful without Ja.
This is something, again, we're really getting ahead of reality at this point, but it may be that
we don't have a lot of time to wait.
No, this is true. We gotta hit the fast forward button for the Jeff Calkins show. We're crystal ball gazing.
Right.
If they were to, in this theoretical construct, trade Ja Morant for not really a lot of return, but you're trying to move on, and not trade Jaren, and you're going into next season, My opinion would be, and my public opinion would be, and I would hold them to the fire on this. Uh-huh. This is not a 3-year rebuild. This is we're going to try to win as much as we can immediately with the core we have, and that core is going to be Jaren Jackson, Cedric Howard, Zach Edey, two picks, or whatever whatever you get out of this coming draft. Maybe you pair those picks and you trade up like you did with Cedric Howard. It's not going to be like we're starting from scratch to rebuild this roster. Look, we got Zach Edey and Cedric Howard and Jaren Jackson and all this other stuff. We're trying to win right now.
Might need a point guard, but you got Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen Jr.
And it's not, you know, we know our best season's going to be right now, but we're starting to try to win with what we have right now. That I think that absolutely has to be their mind frame, even if they do that.
And look at the Suns. Like, you know, they
100%.
You know, look.
The era of the 4-year strategic rebuild is over. Right. If you're rebuilding after 4 years, you failed in your rebuild. Right. That's done.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it. One more day with Chris tomorrow. We'll talk to Chris. You can read his stuff at the Daily Memphian. All right, so we got Kevin Cerrito in studio, and a massive moment here for Jeffrey because it is going to be the last Righter Than Right on this radio show, which means you can send Jeff. This is terrible. I'm going to be rooting for you, Jeffrey, today. I never do, but I'm going to be rooting for you because I don't want you to go out with an L. That's terrible.
No, this is the most big game butterflies I've had in a very, very long time.
Phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. We'll take caller number 5, 445-0929. Be the last contestant on Righter Than Right Trivia. Kevin Cerrito in studio next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the maestro of fun and games. Is this the first time you've done it in studio?
Yes, it's a historic moment here. It's a historic moment. Yeah, we've done this for 5.5 years.
Started it pandemic. Mid-pandemic? When did we?
It was early.
Didn't I steal you from 56? Like, weren't you doing a? You were doing something at 56.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had to. You come on. You know what
on
I was
Saturday
doing.
You listened to my show on Saturday morning.
You were
yes.
a fan.
I didn't have many listeners, but I called regularly on Saturday. But was the timing of that? I forget. Were you still doing that when I stole you?
Yeah, I was not officially gone from there. And when y'all reached out, and I never officially got kicked out, but. It was great. You reached out and Jeffrey and to do something, you know, because you realized I was in a tough spot with my full-time business shutting down because of the pandemic. And while 56 reached out and tried to get money from me. So it was a weird, bizarre thing. It's like, well, obviously.
We had a competition, you know. Jeffrey. We had a competition for
no, no. They were right, trying yes. to get me to
right,
pay to be
them.
On their radio.
Correct.
And
they were trying to get you to pay.
They said, oh, this guy just business just had to close down because of the pandemic. Let's shake him down for some money.
I'm amazed
and
Dan
I'm like,
Barron didn't think of that. It's, Jeffrey, how did Dan Barron not think of that?
We
you
didn't
know?
Tell him.
And so, no, we started doing this. I never officially, you know, ever
you were
got
doing, by the way,
this.
Those Zoom game shows
we did those,
at
yeah.
the time during the pandemic. That was
right.
great fun.
Yeah, you were kind enough.
I was occasionally an occasional participant in that. So but, we've done this for 5.5 years. We don't know Jeffrey's record, do we?
There's no. I mean, somebody. There's no way we.
My record's 0-0.
Losing track.
My record's 0-0.
I've saved every document. Like there could have been somebody who spent a day trying to piece it all together. But like all of my files for this, like they're all labeled. Like your name is all over my computer because it's like Calkins, right? Like
right.
Calkins and the date. Calkins and the date. And then if I see a question I want to save that I have, it's like I write Calkins next to it so I can right. just search Calkins and find it, right? So I don't know if you'll still have the naming rights deal or not going forward.
Yeah,
if this game continues,
I surrender all naming rights.
But,
to this. But and so you are going to continue.
That I mean, that's I've been talking with Jeffrey, and we're gonna Right or Right Trivia is going to continue in some capacity on Mondays because I join him on Mondays every week, and so it's going to shift.
So you'll incorporate that because now you're going to have an extra hour. Right now, Jeffrey's show, Jeffrey and Company, is 2 hours,
yes,
and it'll go
day,
to
yeah.
three, and so you're going to have a little extra labors there. But you'll make it part of your Monday show, you think?
That's the plan.
And
the plan is we're going to tweak it slightly, not
really?
Too much. You don't want to mess with a good thing.
What are you going to tweak?
Well, you know, Jeffrey wants to tweak for his own reasons. You know, I want to tweak it to try to make Jeffrey lose some more. So that's what I want to do. That's what the people want.
Jeffrey, how do you want to tweak? What do you want? How is this? It's not perfect. What do you want to change?
I think when you're a producer, being the know-it-all is not as big of an issue. But when you're the actual host of trying to be,
like during this time, Jeffrey is definitely, you know, people are cheering against Jeffrey. Like you, but
right.
you want to be cheer if it's
like
your
cheering
host.
Against the Yankees, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I see. When you're the host, you don't want to be crushing people.
But, I mean, you can't overshadow the future. Yes, there's going to be a future of Right or Right. We're officially – it probably will not be on this Monday. We're looking at launching on Mondays by the end of the month because we want to make sure, you know, we're ready to roll it out. But it will continue in
Monday's
some capacity.
Status is completely dependent on what happens here in the next 15 minutes.
But it's
a big week. You didn't, you know, usually it would not be Right or Right Trivia if you didn't give me time to plug something really
of
fast,
course,
right?
Yeah. I was going
like,
to say,
that's what it's about. That's what people listen
for. Here's what I was about to ask. I was about to say, as a professional to set you up, I was going to say, the Jeff Calkins Show won't continue, but all the various fun and games, if you want to play trivia throughout the city, that will continue in full force. Isn't that correct, Kevin?
Yes, I mean, you're such a broadcast professional since 2004. But yes, it's the Tournament of Champions this week, our biggest trivia event of the year. The biggest trivia event in Memphis is Saturday. So it's when all the champions come together, compete against each other to win $1,000 cash and other awesome prizes courtesy of Feeling Memphis and Jack Pertle's Chicken. So that's the biggest event of the year is this Saturday. And I feel like today, this game here, I'm treating it like the second biggest event that we have, you know, of the year, being part of the penultimate episode of the Jeff Calkins Show. I mean, it really is an honor, Jeff. Like, when y'all, like, I was a fan of your show before and following you, you know, and listening to all your stuff, like what you've done here. Like, it's amazing. You're one of a kind. I just want to make sure I say this. I know tomorrow's going to be the sappy finale.
We don't need the sappy finale.
But it's your show's ability to blend, you know, sports and the community together.
Well, you do much the same.
I mean, that's what's awesome about this segment is that the trivia community tunes in every week. And, you know, we have sports. It's our collision of all of these people.
The place that we part ways.
We part ways in something.
Wrestling.
Professional wrestling.
You are much more steeped in the wrestling community.
Well,
you grew up here.
I grew up here. Yeah. It's hard to understand. It's one of those things that's hard to understand.
Funny. Like, I get, I've incorporated a bunch of things from being a Memphian. The wrestling thing never is, I respect it,
right.
But it's never quite taken.
I'm a big fan of the show. I'm going to miss it. I know the lineup's going to be awesome, and I think it's perfect move shifting everybody, adding the hour, all that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm happy to be part of it every Monday with Jeffrey. But like, I don't know, you just have a unique. Because I've been talking to people, you know, ever since you've announced. Mm-hmm. Finally, you know, we got the moratorium off of us, and we can actually talk about it here.
You've known this was coming,
but like what you do, like you have such a unique talent on the radio because you always like, oh, Greg Coggins is a great writer, but like you've got all these guests coming tomorrow. I'm so excited about the finale because you got Fish on tomorrow, you've mm-hmm. got Gary on tomorrow, and you got John Martin, and those are like the three perfect examples of like you have such different relationships with all three of them on the air that just like you can feel it through the radio. Like you and Gary, it's like all odd couple things, right? Like you and Gary, you're the Harvard guy, he's the Mississippi guy. You and John, it's like John is the young, you know, the young up and comer. Kid, and you're the old man in that relationship, right? And you and Fish are like best friends who just really get annoyed by each other. So it's all this like odd couple, but they're all different. So it's going to be fun to hear all of them on the show tomorrow. They'll all be great CBS sitcoms. I think you would with either one of those.
The kind of words. I like people. I like people. I like talking to people.
And I'm going
to go ahead. And you're going to what?
No, it's your last.
Your last thing. What were you going to say?
Well, there was conspiracy theory out that the Stranger Things finale was not the real finale. So immediately after the show tomorrow, I'm going to start my own conformity gate for the Jeff Calkins Show. Oh, my daughter made you something real quick. We've been doing this for 5.5 years. So her entire life, she knows that daddy's got to get on the computer to do the radio. And so I was like, did you want to make something for Mr. Jeff?
And she was like,
was like, what is he like? I was like, well, he loves the Buffalo Bills. Could you draw, you know? And she's like, oh, I'll draw a Buffalo. And I was like, okay. And so she made you.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's got something in his hand there. I was like, do you want to put anything radio on there?
We will miss you. Thank you. This is lovely. This is beautiful.
On your new refrigerator.
I think he's holding the Lombardi trophy.
That does kind of look like that.
With a basketball, but yeah, sort of.
I won my first Super Bowl from the wild card spot.
There we go. Beautiful thing.
It's a microphone.
I'll come back if the Bills win, Jeffrey. Monday. That Monday put me down if the Bills win the Super Bowl.
All right. Any day you want.
Our contestant has been hanging on.
Yeah.
Jim in Collierville. Jim, you're the last contestant. How are you, sir?
I love being the last contestant, and I guarantee Jeffrey a win. I'm Alabama, and he is Indiana.
You can't throw this, though. You can't throw it,
yeah,
right?
You can't.
Jeffrey says you can. Jeffrey says you 100% can throw this. Yeah.
I'll let you take a dive.
I think you got to play honorably that way, too, Jeffrey. We've always insisted that they play honorably. One of the things, by the way, is that we have since, and just in the last year, we've come up with a theme song. Let's play it.
Let's do. As I chat three mice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, Kevin, over to you.
All right, for the last time here on the Jeff Calkins Show, this is Writer Than Right Trivia. Your job is trying to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win. Of course, you just got to play honorably to get the prize. And I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever new one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. You can steal from him one time. And vice versa in the event that somebody misses a question, which is more than likely going to happen. Now, this is the last edition, so there was lots of thoughts. What should we do here? So I was like, could we do 2004 trivia? Should we do that? Because that's when you started on the radio. Yeah. Man, what a different time. That's it. Were the Grizzlies still playing at the Pyramid, I believe, Grizzlies when you started on the radio?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And,
how many seasons did they do at the Pyramid?
I think the Forum opens in 05, 06.
Okay.
And the Razor phone came out back in 2004. Napoleon Dynamite, Mean Girls, Notebook, Spider-Man 2. Was the most popular song. The show Lost, which felt like it lasted forever, started back in 2004. Entourage started. Then the Star Wars trilogy, big deal, was released on DVD.
Oh.
Right? Remember, that's back then. So there's a lot to go. Gmail, the beta of Gmail came out, and we all use that regularly now. I believe on this day in 2004, the reality show The Apprentice debuted.
Really?
Yes.
Whatever happened to that guy?
That was unfortunate in retrospect.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that one. But anyway, so we're not doing that, though. We're not doing it. We're not doing 2004.
Oh, no.
Or 2010, which you started, of course, here on the radio at 92.9 when you helped launch the station in, I believe, almost this week, too, right? Wasn't it early January of?
I think it was December of 2009, or maybe it was just January 2010.
Suspense is killing me.
It was Jeffrey wants to get
Jeffrey's
on with it.
Freaking out. All right, let's get to the game.
He's get to the game. All right.
The category is the theme. So the theme, we don't always have one, but is the Jeff Calkins Show. So the categories are themed around the Jeff Calkins Show. You'll figure that out
Jeffrey
as we go.
Should be good at this.
Well, it's not questions about the show. It's just we're going to guide through that. Jeffrey, he should be good if we were asking questions about the show, I hope. All right, the first two categories to start. We have homeboys, right? You ain't writing nothing homeboy. We hear that every show. You want homeboys or polls? The Jeff Calkins Show polls, of course, have captivated America. They've got every election correct.
Jim, what do you want, homeboys or polls?
Let's go with polls.
All right, polls. According to recent YouGov surveys, which is more, the number of U.S. adults who use AI tools at least weekly or the number of Americans who say they read at least one book in 2025? Which one is more, the number of Americans who use AI every week or the number of Americans who read at least one book last year?
Well, I think it would have to be the AI tools.
You would have to be giving the wrong answer and giving Jeffrey.
Steal, Jeffrey. This is not the way this works.
Yeah, we had to implement the no steal on 50-50 questions.
A few years.
That was a few years ago. Books are the correct 59% of Americans said they read a book last year.
That's because we lie.
I was going to say, this is just polls. Yeah.
Everyone uses AI now, whether you intend to or not, 100%.
Correct.
Every time you put in a Google or search. So,
35% say they use AI weekly, according to those YouGov surveys.
All right.
Homeboys
for you, Jeffrey.
You ain't writing nothing.
Homeboys in Outer Space was a 1990s sitcom that aired for one season on what network? Was it the UPN or WB? Homeboys in Outer Space.
I'm going to say UPN.
UPN is correct, Jeffrey.
Oh, look at that. He's off to an early lead. Got those early jitters settled and taking one nothing.
All right. Up next is a fixture on this show, and it's both categories here for this part of the game here. Do you want to believe it or not? Believe it or not?
Jim?
Believe
Let's
it.
Let's go with not.
Not. All right. In the board game Clue, which of the weapon pieces is traditionally not made of metal?
Candlestick.
That would be incorrect.
A candlestick is metal.
Yeah, there you go.
It'd be metal.
Jeffrey has a steal.
Jim's throwing this game.
Is he throwing? You think he's throwing?
No, he's not. He's playing out of the way. He wants the tickets.
No.
Candlestick made out of wax.
Candles are made of wax.
Right. There you go.
Candlesticks are not made of wax. If you had wax on wax, that wouldn't hold a damn thing. You'd just melt the candlestick. Go over to Jeffrey.
Candlestick.
we moving on, Jim.
Jeffrey's
we're
not going to steal.
We only got two days left. We can't waste time. Go ahead.
No.
Jeffrey's not. The rope is what we're looking for. The rope. So, Jeffrey, you get to believe it here. In the story of Peter Pan, Tinkerbell drinks poison but is able to stay alive. If every boy and girl who believes in fairies does what?
Oh, God.
In the story of Peter Pan, Tinkerbell drinks poison but is able to stay alive. If every boy and girl who believes in fairies does what?
I should know this.
I thought it's just believes in fairies.
I thought
fairies.
You all had to believe in fairies.
You got
to
do something else. It's more than that.
You got to do something else.
I got nothing. Because I thought it was just you had to believe in fairies.
That is incorrect. Do you want to steal or
you want to
save this
Jim?
One? Are you familiar with Peter Pan?
I don't want to steal.
We've got claps their hands.
Claps their hands. You got to believe yourself and clap your hands. By the way, did you steal? Was I missing something?
No,
did you try to steal? The rope was just a theoretical guess.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
no, I didn't guess.
You didn't guess.
Okay. It's still 1-0 after two rounds. We go four rounds before we get to the final round. We go back to Jim.
All right. The next two are very beloved by Mr. Calkins over here. We have you want bills or fish for fishmen there? Bills or fish?
Let's go with fish.
Fish. Noodling is a technique of catching fish with one's bare hand. What kind of fish do noodlers typically noodle for?
That would be catfish.
That is catfish.
Catfish is right.
Go noodling.
We've all seen those videos.
Not me.
Would you have gotten that wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
You don't noodle.
Nice of you to say.
all right, bills for you, Jeffrey. Bills. $100 is currently the highest printed bill by the U.S. Treasury. What is the highest value ever printed by the U.S. government, though it was never circulated publicly? So the highest bill you can get right now is a $100 bill. What is the highest value they've ever printed by the U.S. Treasury?
This is tough, man.
It was never circulated.
I now have nerves for Jeffrey. This is terrible.
I have two guesses.
If this were a bill game, I would turn it off.
10,000.
10,000 is incorrect.
Oh!
The steal is alive.
Steal is alive, Jim.
I think I read this somewhere. Was it 100,000?
Are you stealing?
Did he read it right now on Google?
Is that an official guess, Jim?
I think he's stealing.
Okay.
He's stealing for the correct answer. We've got a correct steal.
Oh, my God.
Here.
It's 2-1.
There is a $100,000 bill with Woodrow Wilson on it. In a glass case somewhere.
I would definitely, if this were a Bills game, I would 100% turn it off now. I can't watch this. It's 2-1.
One more regulation.
One more in round. Yeah, regulation.
And we've got fight songs. We got fight songs. We love fight song roundup. And of course, 5 o'clock every day. If you're in your car at 5 o'clock and you're not listening to James Taylor, then I don't know what you're doing. We got fight songs or James Taylor.
Ooh, bad at either one of these. Let's go with. I think Jeffrey would be good at fight songs.
So he's playing defensively. He's playing defensively. He's taking fight songs.
Yeah. So you're going to pick, you're going James Taylor?
No,
he wants fight songs.
Oh, you're going fight songs to prevent
his blocking.
Oh,
he's blocking. Block
him in that way.
Such a smart play.
Look, there's all these different.
For this
3D chess
offense isn't working. Gotcha.
Looks like we could be playing Monday. We could be playing Right and Right Monday over in the Jeffrey Wright and Company show.
The hip hop song Fight the Power is a Public Enemy song featured in what 1980s Spike Lee film? Fight the Power. Is featured prominently in the in what 1980s Spike Lee film?
I have no idea.
That is
not
correct.
Steel open?
I believe it. Yeah, Jeffries can steal.
No.
He's not going to.
Not stealing.
Playing it
safe. Saving the steal.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing is the answer. Do the right thing.
But he can tie it up here.
Yes.
James Taylor.
James Taylor's 1970s hit, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, the official theme of Jeff Calkins' 5 p.m. hit on 92.9, is a cover of a 1960s hit song by what artist?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye is correct!
Oh, it's tied, ladies and gentlemen! And how fitting is this? Going into the final... oh, my God, what is Jeffrey going to do in terms of the wager? Normally, he wagers... I won't say it because maybe Jim doesn't pay attention. Jim, of your 2 points, how many are you wagering in the final round here?
Do I have to wager any?
No. Jeffrey, do we?
No, you have to wager one.
You got to wager one.
Yeah,
yeah. Because even if you don't have a point,
I'll
give
say
him a
mine
point.
First so that I see
how many Jeffrey is wagering. How many are you wagering, Jim?
Let's go for two.
You're both wagering two. Both wagering two. Oh, my God. The tension. Too much here.
All right. That's
10:52.
Right. We got to get out of here at some point. There's a show coming up.
Yes, go ahead.
One letter answers is the category since there's only one more Jeff Calkins show left after today. Do you want A or B?
B.
B. All right. One letter answer. B. Your question is B. What is the most often used letter in the English language? What is the most often used letter in the English language?
I think it would be E.
E is correct!
Oh, my God! Whew. Here
we go. So the score
comes down to this. It's 4-2.
4-2.
But Jeffrey wagered two, as was... Often he wagers one in this situation. It would be over, but he wagered two. Here we are for the tie. And by the way, the tie is a win. You can't. You got it.
You
got to knock out the champ.
Yeah, you got to be righter than right. That's the name of the game here.
Yeah, go ahead.
What letter of the alphabet, Jeffrey, represents the lightest chemical element on the periodic table? God. What letter of the alphabet represents the lightest chemical element on the periodic table? Ending with a science question. Final question.
Righter this than is murder.
On the Jeff Calkins show.
All right. Oh,
the one-letter answers.
All right, so because my first thought was helium. Oh, God. All right, I'm just going to I'm saying H.
Jeffrey's saying H. H is correct.
Oh, my
H
God.
Is correct.
He goes out on top. Ladies and gentlemen, the fans rush the field. They pick him up. They carry him out. This is fantastic.
This is Yale beats Harvard.
Holy
17-17.
Holy smokes. Jim, what do you think? Magnificent performance. Yep.
Wow, Jim. That was awesome.
Right. It played honorably?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Congratulations on being the last contestant until they play again Monday or the next Monday or the next Monday. I want to publicly thank Kevin for doing this so many Thursdays. It has been a staple of the show. Your willingness to do this has added a lot to what we do here. And honestly, he's done it for free. Like, took every Thursday for 5.5 years. Plus, thank your daughter for this beautiful drawing, which I will frame. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, well.
And thank you, Jeffrey, for being willing to do this, to put yourself out there. Like, it's among everything else you do for this show, your willingness to do that has been something else.
I'm just in survival mode right now.
All right, we got to get out of here, don't we?
Let's do
that. I think
that.
It's time. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next. Drew Hill will join the guys today on Jason and John. David Cobb will be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Eric Hasseltine, as well as Jason Smith, will join us. Jeff will be at the gate at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.